When you open a Corona, you hear the sounds of wherever you are a little differently. A little more Corona. And you think to yourself, why am I just listening? Corona. La playa awaits. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Try angel soft for your tushy. It's made by angels. Soft and strong, budget friendly. The choice is simple. A roll that feels like paradise. And always at a heavenly price. Angel soft, angel soft. Soft and strong, so it's simple.
Pick up a pack today.
Angel Soft.
Soft and strong, simple.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler. It is March 21st. It is Saturday morning. It is 9 o'clock. And I am live on YouTube on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Thanks to Dan. I'm faring okay in his bracket. I have Purdue in that one. I did a bracket where I'm in his. I'm doing one where I'm taking all like contrarian and like Big Ten picks. My main winner is Houston. My kid's is Duke, and he's really into the bracket, and I was really excited to fill one out with him. And then he almost lost his national champion on the first day, like before 2 o'clock, which would have been devastating. So I was all in for Duke. I was all in, because the last thing you want to do when you're trying to get your kid into this bracket is have his number one team, the team that he took to win, a number one seed, mind you, lose right away. Siena beating Duke, I think, would have been hilarious for everybody involved. I saw Zabe talk about it. I like Zabe's analogy. Like, it would have been great, but it would have been too great. Like, we don't deserve it, actually. It would have been too good. And I didn't want it anyway, because I need my, you know, he's engaged and we're watching the tournament and he's filling out the bracket and his little handwriting and it's great. And I didn't want that at the end zone. So I rooted for Duke. I rooted for Duke. Otherwise, he was going to throw away his bracket. My bracket's busted. You know, people do that on day one. It sucks. Well, my kid would have done it. It would have sucked. Jake says, Saturday morning, Winkler verse, hot damn. Mike Murphy with a good morning, sir. There's a bunch of stuff that is happening that I wanted to talk about. Haven't been able to do on Thursday and Friday with the tournament, with, you know, a lot of daddy duty. And with the kid being off from school for some reason during the tournament, which has been great because we've been watched it, but I've also been having to play kickball and basketball and wrestle, and I'm getting beat up and I'm very tired, but that's fine. It's good. It's rewarding. It is the greatest reward that you will ever get. But there's been a lot happening that I wanted to discuss. This is a good time to do it, so let's knock it out. We'll get into the Badgers again in a second. I want to talk about the Bucks. We've been talking about the Bucks. We've been talking about Giannis. We've been talking about the team. We've been talking about Doc Rivers. I think something that needs to get more attention is the ownership structure. Lori Nichol wrote a great article about where the hell is John Horst. We need to write more articles. Where is John Horst? And I don't think a lot. The amount of Bucks coverage that I'm seeing, and I think the amount of Bucks coverage. You know how when I talk about the Packers, I'm basically shitting on Packer fans that think Matt LaFleur is good? I'm not doing that with the Bucks, because whatever I'm going to criticize or accuse Bucks fans of here, I'm a part of. I think collectively, we are focused on Giannis, as we should be. We are focused on Miles Turner. That's not working, as we should be. Is KPJ and Ryan Rollins really a backcourt that we can sustain? We're talking about as we should be. Doc Rivers is terrible. We're talking about that as we should be. We're talking about all the right things. We're talking about all the right things with the Bucks, because there's a lot to talk about with the Bucks. But we're not talking enough about some other stuff. Like, where is John Horst? And not to say that nobody's ever brought it up, but I think where we should be focused is not Doc, or it's not the on-court stuff, or it's not the Giannis stuff. I don't think we collectively have done enough of a appropriate job asking about the ownership. Ask it. We have Jimmy Haslam as an owner in this state. I think sometimes some of us, like, will make fun of the Browns for having Jimmy Haslam and everything he's done terrible there. They just have this proposal that they want to be able to trade picks 5 years in advance instead of the three that it is currently, maybe to help them get out of the Deshaun Watson situation. They're proposing new rules. We make fun of the Browns for Jimmy Haslam and never really connect that he is here. Jimmy Haslam is here. Jimmy Haslam is an owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. He has a considerable stake in the franchise. Now, he's not the governor right now, so he's not the one that is designed by the NBA to be the one to stamp all the final decisions. But to think he doesn't have an influence. Hey, Carlos, I'm getting my Bucks and Badgers shit out of the way so that we can just break down the bracket on Monday. We could just break it down and you don't have to deal with any of this bullshit that I bring to you, because we are a national show on Mondays. Right now, I'm doing the local thing. But I'm talking about the Bucks. I'm talking about Jimmy Haslam. I'm talking about how we're not talking enough about Jimmy Haslam. Shout out to Mike Quesnell. What's up, Mike? So I'm talking about the Bucks. We don't talk enough about Jimmy Haslam. Now, Ramona Shelburne has come out with an article about the Bucks, and it is entitled, "Why a Giannis Trade Might Be Even More Complicated This Summer." And it appears that she has done the work. What's up to Ryan Dooley? What's up to Ethan Hooker? It appears that she has done the work, okay? As comments are coming in on YouTube. My issue with Shams and a lot of the ESPN people is that they don't do the work. Shams was getting blasted for essentially just stealing other people's work covering the WNBA CBA deal, where he's like, oh, breaking news, and he's reading names wrong, and he's getting a bunch of facts wrong. Not like I know them any better, but neither does he. You had people like sitting outside these offices trying to figure out what's going on with the WNBA labor situation, and Shams is just like, oh, I'll report it. This is unacceptable. We shouldn't allow this. I really think that we as sports media consumers need to more strongly push back on the insiders that aren't inside anything. Insiders are great. Insiders give us inside information. Let us know rumors that are happening. Let us know that trades might be happening. Do you remember, is anybody old enough to remember when Pro Football Talk started? That was just Mike Florio on a website in the early 2000s. Putting out rumors all the time. And that was great because we didn't have anybody else like that. And then insiders came along. Now, what do insiders do but just regurgitate what agents say? The insider culture, they're not working. This is Schefter and Rappaport, and some guys work harder than others, and I shouldn't, you know, pass in. How do we lump all these guys together? But the insider role right now seems to be, hey, I got something from an agent. I'm going to tell you now. That's my job. That's not what we allowed you into our lives for. You're into our lives to tell us things before they happen, when they're going to happen, not just to be the conduit from the agent. Otherwise, Drew Rosenhaus should just get on and tweet. I mean, that's all these guys have been right now. And I think that we need to do a better job of pushing back as a collective sports society. Hello to Joey. And we'll continue to work on being the advocate for that. I don't think it's a thing that a lot of people care about as much as me. But, you know, I've got time. So regarding Ramona Shelburne and what she said about Giannis, she has talked to these owners. She has quotes from these owners. Okay, they did a 90-minute interview with Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslam. So Jimmy Haslam came here because he bought the Mark Lazary shares. Apparently, Mark Lazary and Wes Edens don't talk. They were both at Giannis's wedding and seem to have avoided each other. That's thrilling. Edens said, Giannis is going into the last year of his contract, so one of two things will happen. Either he will be extended or he'll be traded. The likelihood you'll just let him play out the last year, we can't afford that. It's not consistent with what's good for the organization. That's not a Giannis issue. That's any player that's in their last year. So that thought is how Matt LaFleur was extended, because the Packers were faced with a choice. They weren't going to let it lame duck situation. Are we extending LaFleur or are we firing him? They didn't have enough compelling evidence to fire him, so the only other choice was to extend him. It's not one I agree with. Everyone's well aware of that, but that was their choice. But that's what has happened, okay? That's what has happened is I'm distracted by the comments that I can't share, but I could, but I'm not going to. But I was talking about the situation. So I was talking about LaFleur. It's Saturday morning. It's different. It's not going to happen. So they extended LaFleur. The Bucks are taking a similar approach. We're not just going to let Giannis be a free agent to be. We're going to do something about it. We're either going to trade him or we're going to have him sign the extension. So I saw, you know, you can look at that and say Bucks give Giannis ultimatum. It's not exactly what they did, but also if you want to frame it that way, I guess it is kind of what they did. But it's not like an ultimatum that's shocking. This is the customary thing. You have a guy going into his last year, you're either going to extend him or you are going to trade him. The source that Ramona Shelburne quotes, this has nothing to do with Giannis and whether he asked out. Tim, lots of editing today. It's about who's making the decision on whether to trade Giannis. I don't think anyone knows that. I deal with them all the time. It depends on the day. That's somebody talking about how the Bucks work. They're not even close to making a decision like that. And I think that that is what the issue is here. Who is in control of the Milwaukee Bucks? Wes Edens has the governorship right now. So is it him? But Jimmy Haslam bought in, and he didn't just buy in to just sit there the same way that, you know, Rodgers bought into whatever share he has of the Bucks, or Giannis bought into whatever share he has of the Brewers, or Kelce, or these freak gummies. Which are they just gummies, or are they like hemp gummies? I don't think they're hemp gummies. I'm selling hemp gummies. You know where those are. Happy Place Hemp, 25% off. Don't. 25% off. With the seltzers as well. I've got a little new concoction. I take two of the green gummies that are about 10, and then I have a 10 seltzer. And that does a pretty good job. The thing I've been noticing is I take the seltzer and put my kid to bed, and then I'm ready to party, and then I fall asleep with them. So I've been getting some real good sleep lately, actually. I'm actually quite refreshed here and raring to go, rip-roaring on a Saturday morning. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25%. Off. Peter Fagan's on the way out. They got Josh Glessing in there, who has some local ties, but this is a Haslam pick. Apparently, some of the Edens and Lazary fallout is because of the Justin Horst decision. Remember, we thought we were getting Zanuck, who eventually went to the Jazz at the time. That was a long time ago. Now, Horst has been here for a long time. One other executive said, we mostly deal with Horst, but our impression was that Jimmy was really the one that who would decide this. I don't know anything more than this article. I don't think that a lot of other people know anything more than this article, but I do know that the perception is Jimmy Haslam's in control of the Milwaukee Bucks. Wes Edens is there. John Horst is the owner, but it feels like Jimmy Haslam is in control of the Milwaukee Bucks. What am I basing that on? I'm basing that on the fact that Doc Rivers is the coach here. I mean, if you're connecting the dots, and the simplest answer is usually the correct one, Jimmy Haslam seems to be a guy to me that goes and gets a big name. A big name is what he wants. Deshaun Watson was a big name. Yeah, he had the massage parlor stuff, and he was going to be suspended. There's a big name we can get here, and he was really good with the Texans. There was a while Deshaun Watson was the second-best quarterback in the league. At least a stretch. He was good. And in the past, you would have traded what the Browns traded. Maybe still not, but you wouldn't have scoffed at it the way you do when you guarantee this guy's contract. And that's another thing, guaranteeing this guy's contract fully? What the hell? What the hell? But that's what he did. And so Doc Rivers is available, and Jimmy Haslam's got this Adrian Griffin, and he's here, oh, whatever, I'm going to hire Doc. Hire Doc, he's a name, I feel cool. We made fun of Atanasio, Paul, for this, when they got Andrew McCutcheon. Yeah, we don't have money to spend, but it's Andrew McCutcheon. We made fun of Mark for that, and we should, because sometimes these owners, and you can't totally blame them, sometimes it looks like they get into a position where it's not about owning the team. It's about, look, I'm an owner of a pro team. I'm fond of Doc Rivers. He's going to be my coach. I'm fond of Andrew McCutcheon. He's going to be my center fielder. They're only human. They're involved in sports. They're infatuated with these guys. They think it's cool. They get to be Michael Rubin of Fanatics and buy their friends to all come to this white party. Which I don't know why we're in an era where that the thing I hate the most about the white party that Fanatics does, Michael Rubin, is one, he's clearly not cool, but everybody's pretending he is because he's the one throwing this party. And second, I would like us to be in an era where rich people stop flaunting how rich they are. If you're going to have this party where you all dress up in white and, you know, extravagant hors d'oeuvres and, you know, sexy ladies and, you know, hunk men. I don't want to see pictures. Do that with your cabal and don't show us. Don't show us. Gas is going up 30 cents every day. I've been on Metro Market's ass with their soda prices. Okay. Somebody at the Shorewood Metro Market, by the way, somebody's taking these from me. I can never find zero Mountain Dew six packs. Because somebody's going in there and putting them all in a cart. I know they are. It's somebody that either lives in Shorewood or has marked this grocery store because I can never get what I want. Oh, there's plenty of diet Mountain Dew. Brother, once you've had zero sugar Mountain Dew, you ain't going back to diet. You know what I'm saying? Like once you've had seltzers with THC in them, you ain't going back to LaCroix. Okay. Whoever that is, I will find you.
Big thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp, for partnering with us for this important conversation about mental health.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. So having a counselor and working with BetterHelp, that gives you an opportunity to really start to unpack. But people don't understand, when you unpack things, you also open up a box that you're not always sure what's inside. So I think that's why seeing a professional is extremely important. If you need someone to open up to, visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89 to get started.
Try Angel Soft for your tushy. It's made by angels. Soft and strong, budget friendly. The choice is simple.
Pick up a pack today. Angel Soft.
Soft and strong, simple.
All right, we got someone jumping on here. It's the Bitter Bartender.
Good morning, Bart.
Where are you?
I am cleaning one of my accounts, the lovely Village Green in downtown Middleton.
Hey, well, thanks for jumping on today. What's up?
It's delightful to take part in your stuff. This all ties together for me, you know. So did that kid losing the Senate election, is that how Jimmy Haslam got in? Like that was the punishment that other billionaires said, Wisconsin won't play with us, so we're going to stick you with Jimmy Haslam?
That's a good theory. I do certainly think that the Alex Lazary failed Senate run had something to, I mean, it did seem like, because, you know, these two guys come in and they're like, why'd they pick us in Milwaukee? And then you're like, oh, okay. So they're like, we can get my kid a Senate. That's what it seemed like. Now he hasn't done anything really. I haven't seen him since. I don't know where the hell he went, if he's going to, you know, go on another unsuspecting town. But yeah, simplest answer, he lost, they're out. I like your theory where they're like, oh, they're not going to elect my kid. Their little billionaire's cabal is just like, oh, let's fuck him over with Haslam. It's a nice theory. I don't hate it.
I never assume the best about these people at all. That's not how they operate. I don't know. And I'll take it. I went to a expensive high school because my dad was real, and a great, super expensive grade school. And some of those really wealthy kids are okay, but a lot of them are seriously messed up and untrustworthy. And I'm sorry, I will never assume the best about people like that. I can't do it.
I will say, from what I've seen, it does seem like a lot of times the kids that go to these kind of schools don't ever run into situations that other normal kids do. Like they're not ever like bullied. They're not, because they buy their way out of it or whatever.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that at all. Like all the really horrible stuff, it'll happen to them as well, but there's usually not consequences, right? So like I had the son of a stockbroker steal my mini bike, you know, stuff like that. It's just ridiculous. And then the lies they go to, you know, and then they're offended when, like you mentioned, calling the police because, well, their boy wouldn't do it. Well, when push comes to shove, they wrote a big check to cover stuff. So, I had a football coach who yelled at me for not shaving, running the clock down. And then the referee comes and yells at me and says, you are to run that clock when I tell you. And I said, is that not what I've done? He goes, well, I heard him. And I said, nobody gives a damn what he says. I mean, I always assume those private schools are cheating at athletics because I've seen how these guys operate. It's never assume the best.
Yeah. And again, a billion is 1,000 million. I just like to reiterate that because it's a lot more money than we think. All right. So you hate the rich, eat the rich. That's good.
Good
podcast to do that on.
It's you are my people, Bart. Some of the people you hang out with are a little, I won't slander anyone on here, but I had run-ins with your friend's boss. I will put it that way. In fact, I don't think I'm allowed to talk on his show anymore. And that was over. This was over the Fiserv forum. You know, we all got rolled over. We gave billionaires $500 million to redevelop a thing and make them even more money. It's utterly ridiculous. And someone who I referred to at our local station as being a bloated bag of bile, he took issue with my poking holes in the argument that we should give these billionaires a little playground down in Milwaukee. It was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, the area is great and it's better for the city, but...
And they made a bunch of money at no risk.
Yeah.
And they run it and they get to do everything. And what do we see for $500 million? Well, now we see Jimmy Haslam running the Bucks into the ground.
We are still at the point where the title, because they won, we got to remember that. And I'm big on titles. And then there might be some pain after the title. We're still at the point where it's still been worth it. But prolonged Jimmy Haslam exposure dilutes our good feelings, and it just makes that title seem further and further away. We feel cursed in this state, and I'll get into the Badgers later as another part of it. But even when we win a title, like, what does it cost us? It costs you. You have Jimmy Haslam now. Like, why can't we just win and move on and maybe win again like some of these other teams? We got to be, you won? Okay, good. Here's Jimmy Haslam. What the fuck?
Yeah, he's the herpes of professional sports. We're never going to be able to get rid of him. You can only treat him, but you can't get rid of him.
So you clean bars in the morning? That sucks.
Well, I, so I, I clean a lot of stuff overnight, which is why I was such a big fan of your show, to have someone, you know, intelligent and funny to kind of keep me awake. So yeah, I clean everything from engineering firms and legal foundations to a couple taverns that I like. Got to keep them on the up and clean. And yeah, it's,
you want to clean this basement?
You bet. I'll come figure it out for you. Actually, you wouldn't even believe it. Over a year and a half ago, I hit a cow in the dark with my carpet cleaning truck. So I've been like running a cleaning company with an SUV for like a year and a half. And it's the most Wisconsin thing ever.
Well, maybe I'll come work for you. When I was a summer custodian 1 year, and of all the different things we did, I just really got into carpet cleaning. I really enjoyed.
Excellent.
I just really enjoyed the whole, I don't know what it is. And I just really enjoyed doing that.
You're probably demented. I hate to tell you, but you know, you can still live a fun life.
Well, you get to see the progress of what you've done.
Yes. Yeah. You see all kinds of stuff. I mean, I was an apartment resident manager in my young 20s when I found my first deceased tenant. And then, after that, when I went heavy into the carpet and disaster clean, I became that guy.
yeah. So they you have the keys. Are they, you just kind of pop into the cooler a little bit when you're done?
You never know. And if the state patrol is walking, of course not. But, you know, there's quality control issues are very important in the hospitality industry. So you got to make sure you wouldn't serve anything to a guest that you wouldn't consume yourself.
Right. Yeah. That's very good. That's a very good way to put it. I'm going to say bye, but anything else? I'm glad you jumped on.
I appreciate the offer too. And, really, you're one of my favorite people that I have yet to meet yet. And, one of these days we'll suit that out and, we'll fix you up real nice.
All right. I look forward to it.
Take care, sir.
Thanks for popping on.
You bet.
The bitter bartender, new into the Winklerverse. Come one, come all. Everyone is welcome here. My old fourth grade teacher says hi via Nick Bertram. So shout out to Freeze. Mr. Freeze there. I love that. All right. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of good points from our new friend, Bitter Bartender. Great to have him on. Great to have him at work. See, Saturday morning, you know, some of you are lazy out of bed. No. We get up and we cook. We get up and we grind here on this Saturday. So good. Good. And anybody with gainful employment, who am I to say? Who am I to judge? All right. So the Bucks are fucked. I think we established that. And that's something that I want to talk maybe more with Paul and Grant this week on is, yeah, you get a title, and then afterwards, like, what is the cost? With the Packers, I don't know. We have all these shitty losses. Yeah, that sucks. You only get one title out of Rodgers and Favre. That sucks. I guess that's kind of like it. The Brewers, I mean, we'll never get one. But wouldn't you sacrifice? I think a lot of people right now, if you knew the Brewers could get you a World Series, you would sign up for them being shitty the rest of your life. You don't care. You just want to see one World Series. I'm kind of like that with the Packers. I want to see another title very badly, but I don't think people are willing to punt the rest of their life because the Packers are a franchise that has been consistent and should be winning more Super Bowls. The Brewers are a team that we feel like may never win one. The Bucks were certainly that team, at least in our lifetime. I know they picked out the one in the 70s, which we don't count. I don't know. Because Kareem left? Because it was so long ago? I don't know. So the Bucks are absolutely fucked. Can't be a live stream without Hot Take Jake. Get you on for a couple minutes at the gym, it looks like.
Yeah, I gotta get my Bluetooth headphones connected. This is not working.
Sound good to me. Okay. That's a wrap on Hot Take Jake. You good? Figure your shit out. Jake, I'll give you 30 seconds. I'm putting you down, and then, yeah. What's the Winklerverse without random fucking failures? Ethan's gonna try. Ethan,
how we doing?
All right, Ethan's in. Jake, I'll get you in too.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Ethan, welcome. I like this Saturday. We're getting some new faces on this Saturday.
Long time listener, though. So.
Oh, yeah. Long time. First time. Yep. Ethan, what's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. I'm joining you guys from far southwestern Wisconsin. So, like, near Cuba City, Platteville.
Give me the town, the exact town.
Schulzburg.
Okay. I don't know it. I'll pretend.
Nobody does. Used to be in Milwaukee, and obviously listened to you for years, so I'm just here to listen and provide some interesting information that I might have.
Well, what would that be, Ethan?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Badger. Chris McIntosh is trash, and I wanted to see what you had to say about that.
Yeah, before we do that, Jake, you got anything on the Bucks?
I do. I just think there's much too much being made about this article. I read some of the finer points. And okay, so Giannis will be extended or traded. Is that not like common sense? Like, you're not going to let him do one more year and then just let him leave as a free agent? I don't understand the controversy behind that. But yeah, like, Jimmy Haslam is now one of the owners. He won't be forever. He's going to eventually sell his shares.
I don't know.
These guys, they buy these, it's investments for them. It's just like Lazary. He bought it, he flipped it. So Jimmy Haslam will eventually flip his shares. Wes Edens will flip his shares. Like, it's a place like, or, you know, a team like the Bucks, with Herb Cole being gone, I think for Herb, this was a hobby for him. He loved basketball. He wanted to keep the team here. Unless you have a guy that randomly, you know, a billionaire from Milwaukee that's a hardcore Bucks fan, or a Mark Cuban type that just, hey, I have so much money to blow, like, I don't care, this is just fun for me. That's what Milwaukee Bucks are going to be, is, or at least for as long as they're in Milwaukee, because I don't think anything lasts forever with the situation that we're in.
I think the big thing for me about the article is just another, it's finally some more noise and attention that Jimmy Haslam is the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, something that I think a lot of us just don't retain that information in our head, or we know it, but we're not like, we should be outraged. This guy sucks.
But for people that actually follow the team, they've known Jimmy Haslam sucks. Like, it's a reality that we're just dealing with. So maybe from the national standpoint of, like, more people are being made aware of it. But I think for the people
Brewers fans treat Mark is the way that Bucks fans should be treating Jimmy.
Oh, 100%. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it kind of ties into the Badgers this week too. Because, you know, hashtag FireGuard is gaining more traction again. And it's very similar to me, the way, like, Badgers fans are, I think college basketball fans are. Like, they don't like the NCAA tournament, but they've tricked themselves into thinking they do, because it's exciting, it's fun. Like, you see these upsets, and then it happens to your team, and then all of a sudden FireGuard.
There were no upsets except for one. There was one main upset, and it was
the Badgers. Sure. But I just, you know, that's the nature of college basketball. You do an entire season, and then you can get cold shooting one game. You can have some little unathletic white dude that's going to be working at Northwestern Mutual on commission in a few months that gets hot, and all of a sudden, boom, season over. Like, you don't like that Greg Gard didn't get it done. You don't like that you got eliminated after one shitty game. So I feel like it kind of ties into baseball fans and the Brewers. You don't hate Mark Attanasio. Mark Attanasio is an unbelievable owner, one of the best in sports. You don't like that Major League Baseball is set up to be slanted against you, where you can't get the big one. And that's not Mark Attanasio's fault. He's done everything he can within reason to get it done. And I'm sorry, like, you either don't watch the sport or stop bitching. That's my thought.
Great thoughts. I'm going to get on to the Badgers. You got anything on that?
No. That was my Badgers point, is that the tournament sucks and people are just starting to realize it. Love you guys.
We're well aware you think the tournament sucks. I like that take of yours. I mean, you're very consistent with it, and I appreciate it. All right, Jake. See you, buddy. All right. I think he put down his phone. I don't know.
I mean, right. I don't disagree. I've been doing brackets for 20 years. I haven't had a good time doing any bracket in my entire life. I mean, that says more about me than anything else. But I mean, it's a depressing experience.
I didn't even take that many upsets, but I took more than fucking one.
Right. I think I took chalk on pretty much everything. But so I'm actually okay, but I'm still not enjoying it. And of course, yeah, the Badgers are out, so that sucks.
Let's get back to your Chris McIntosh slander.
He's a joke. Like, he's done nothing right. The NIL is eating him up. Like, it's an absolute joke. And obviously, he's responsible for a certain football coach hire, so that's always going to piss me off. But I can't think of anything good he's done. I mean, even the volleyball teams suck under him. Like, that's just my opinion, though. What do I know?
So what do you think? Do you think they should do something with guard?
Honestly, no, I don't. I think he's consistently an average coach. I mean, sure, let's get rid of him and see what we can get.
Why can't they win in the tournament?
No idea. I think it's a system thing.
And I don't think he knows. Like, he looked distraught.
Correct.
He looked
Correct.
Yeah. So I've been thinking a lot about this because it's a regular season success.
Right.
They get into the playoffs, they lose in a game, it's a one and done. Again, with LaFleur, I'm all over him for that. But with guard, I'm not. The college basketball, I think.
Is it because he's not handsome?
Yeah, it might be.
I'm joking.
I think I'm more forgiving to the playoff structure of college basketball because, dude, 40 minutes is not a lot of time.
Right.
In that atmosphere, it is just not. You have these games where they like take 8 minutes to figure out, get past our nerves, and then they play for a little bit, and then they have a long halftime, and then they come back, and it's like you go on one run, you win a college basketball game.
Right. And if you're not, a top 1, 2, or 3 seed, you're playing against a team that really is probably just as good as you, if not better. And then those top 1, 2, or 3 seeds are playing teams that have nothing to lose and are pretty much just, out there just for shits and giggles, pardon my French. So, I mean, yeah, there's excitement when there's an upset, but in terms of the process, I don't enjoy it anymore. I did when I was like when I was in middle school and high school and stuff, and I was, into like the NBA and then watching the prospects in college. But now, again, I don't want to get on like a soapbox about the NIL, but I just feel like that's just kind of creeped into, college basketball too, and it's just kind of a joke.
Well, I think with NIL it would mean, I think what I hope with NIL for college basketball, it would mean that some of these teams are able to keep upperclassmen, juniors and even seniors.
Sure.
And for the smaller schools, that was going to be the way. Like, we can keep these guys. We can keep them. We can keep them here. But what's happened is that's not happening. And then they're all just bolting. You have one good year at a mid-major, you go to a bigger school, and then you're out. So the upsets were why we love this first weekend. NIL might be taking that away from us.
Right. Agreed.
And then the bracket and the tournament's not going to be as good.
No.
Anything else on the Badgers?
No, sir. Just I hope they fire Chris McIntosh here. Otherwise, it's going to be a shit show for the next 4 years.
I'm glad you popped on, and don't be a stranger. Saturday morning, the best time for you?
Yes, sir. Agreed.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll do more care. Saturday mornings then.
Sounds like a plan. Take care, Bart.
Appreciate you, Ethan.
Yep,
Ethan. Bye. Look at that. We got the bitter bartender, and we got Ethan. A couple of guys here joining the proceedings, which, of course, are all brought to you by Carl's Place, and you can get on the voicemail. If you're not able to pop in live, I'll play voicemails throughout the week. 402-915-2278, 402-915-2278. That is BART, 402-915-BART.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Express Delivery can get what you need delivered in as fast as an hour. Whether it's baby formula when you're down to the last scoop, pet food before the bowl runs empty, batteries for a dead remote, or a last-minute gift, it is handled. Try Walmart Express Delivery today and get free delivery with promo code EXPRESS.
Promotion valid for First Express delivery order. $50 minimum. Subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
So the Bucks, I think the main thing there is, all right, there's some attention on Jimmy Haslam. That's what we need more of. Good. I'm glad to see that article. Giannis, the Giannis stuff regarding the article, you got to make a decision, big boy. I think I've said this about Giannis. I think he wants to do both. I think he wants to live a life where he knows what it's like to stay in one city forever. I also think he wants to explore. That's great. I want to do that too. I've long said that I would love to know what my life would be like if I grew up in a small town in Texas of 500 people, married the girl next door, and played high school football. I want to live different lives. I want to live a life where I grow up in Australia. What's that like? I want to live a life where I grow up in, you know, the dead of Siberia. I want to live a life where I grow up on the East Coast and go to Syracuse so that I can have a long radio career, because if you don't go there, eventually they'll find a way to bury you. But you only get one life and you only get one chance. So you got to find what you're doing and stick with it. And if you want to make a change, then be brave enough and strong enough to make that change. Giannis, I feel like, is a little conflicted in that regard. We just want a decision at this point. And maybe, you know what? Maybe he's done this on purpose. Maybe he's done this on purpose where maybe he's done it where I'm going to make it so much that people just want me to make a decision and they're tired of me talking about that. When I do leave, it'll cushion the blow and Bucks fans will actually be relieved. But I don't think that's what's going on. I don't think if you want to talk about Giannis and what's he doing and what's his long-term strategy, I hate to say it, I don't think he has a long-term strategy. I don't think Giannis thinks ahead. His agents might, the team might. I don't think Giannis does. I think Giannis didn't expect to sign a contract here three times, but when it came to be pushed comes to shove, he did it. I don't think he thinks more than 2 hours in advance. You know, when you ask somebody, what do you want to do in 5 years? Hell, I don't even know what I want for dinner. I think Giannis means like that. That's Giannis. At least that's how I'm reading the situation. It just seems like he is, what's in front of me, I'll tackle that. Oh, there's a Kelce advertisement. Okay. Does it make me look bad? Especially since I've been saying things that are going to affect the odds that people are going to make. And it looks like there might be some insider activity going on here. Yeah, it does. But I don't think there is, because I don't think he thinks that far in advance. I don't think Giannis, this is not a criticism. I'm not shaming him. But this is the way that I view him. I don't think he makes decisions more than 3 hours in advance. That's not what it seems like. So I read that article. I know they're going to have an ultimatum. There's nothing new about that. They have to extend him or trade him. It's a different thing to actually see it in print. I'd like to watch this 90-minute interview of Edens and Haslam sitting together with Ramona Shelburne, if that's what happened, because I want to see those two interact. There's just so much involved with covering the Bucks and talking about the Bucks and enjoying the Bucks and being a fan of the Bucks, that the ownership structure and how things go, we're not privy to a lot of that stuff, but that's some of the most important stuff about this team. So any spotlight that we can put on Jimmy Haslam and the Doc Rivers decision, that's his. There's no way it's not. There's no way it's not. Doc Rivers was available. They went for Adrian Griffin. Pleading with Doc Rivers to come out of whatever pseudo retirement he was in and then giving him the longest leash of all time. That wasn't kind of happening. That stuff wasn't happening here. We were firing coaches. We had expectations. Jimmy Haslam, it's a pretty long leash. And if Doc Rivers is the coach again, game one of the 26-27 season, that's unacceptable. But we're not on the street saying it's unacceptable, because I think we know that they're just going to do it because of how fucking stupid the situation is with Haslam. So that's why I'm glad there was a spotlight there. Badgers, I know it was another heartbreaking loss in Wisconsin history, but you got to admit, aren't you getting numb to it a little bit? Aren't you getting numb to it? The Packers had to be up 21-3 against their rival, who used that as an opportunity to think that they passed the torch, for me to feel pain. If they lost 21-3 to any other fucking team, it probably just been another day. The Bears made us bleed a little bit because it's the Bears. This Badger loss to High Point, even though they're a college that's like, actually, they teach life skills. They teach you how to like conduct business at a steak restaurant. I might look more about this college, maybe send my kid there. I don't know what colleges are going to look like in 12 years. High Point might be the way. This might be the start of their Gonzaga run. Remember the first year Gonzaga won as like a 9 seed and we're like, what? And now they're consistently a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know. So Badgers, yeah, that sucked. They should be playing today. I wish it hurt more. It doesn't, because this is the kind of shit that happens around here. So I wish it hurt more. And Brewers start next week. We'll talk plenty of Brewers next week. But had a lot to talk about. Wanted to get on and get one here on a Saturday morning. I also wanted to play around with the Saturday morning. We saw some new faces on a Saturday morning. And I kind of like the Saturday morning. Now I do have soccer coming up where Saturday morning is going to be with that. But this was fun. And maybe we'll do it again. But either way, I appreciate all of you, whether I saw your face just now or not, whether you were live or listening later or not, every single click into what is happening into the Winklerverse keeps the Winklerverse going. And I appreciate all of you. You know that. And you feel it's genuine, right? Because it really is. I mean, I almost cried thinking about cleaning carpets, how much that meant to me to talk cleaning carpets. I can't lose this. So thank you. And we'll talk again with Carlos coming up. Tim, can you jump on, Tim? Do you want to jump on? Tim? Hold on. If Tim's awake, we got to get Tim. You awake, Tim? We got to talk Badgers with Tim if you're awake. I just see Tim on the YouTube chat. Saturdays, what is this? It hurt me, Bart. The Badgers loss hurt me. This is a guy who takes a vacation every year to the Big Ten tournament to watch the Badgers. And the Badgers beat Illinois. I just text you. The Badgers beat Illinois. And you're feeling good. Then they lose to Michigan. And then you can kind of be like, well, we get a day off and we took a team and we're looking good. Yeah, none of that mattered because you lost a fucking High Point. High Point. They're gonna get boat raced by Arkansas today. That's who I should take in my Survivor. Right now I'm leaning on Illinois. But in the Survivor pools, you're also supposed to take like a higher seed because then your seed score stacks up. But I don't want to keep taking higher seeds because then they fucking lose and then you're out. So I'm trying the other way. We'll wrap things up with Tim Shea.
Saturday morning. Come on.
Well, I wanted to do one Thursday. I wasn't going to do one. I couldn't. And I wanted to do one Friday. And then Friday was one of those days that things just kept popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get some basement time. Got a little basement time. You got to get it where you can get it.
I guess so. Yeah.
So how do you feel, bud?
I'm hurt. You don't follow this team, you know, this Badger team.
I think like you, not anywhere close to you.
I don't think you follow it like me, so.
No.
I think this is the worst one out of the last, 5 years or whatever.
Does it hurt as bad because you've been through it?
The one in Milwaukee, yes, just because, you know, you put the time and commitment into going to all these games, and I went to a few this year, and then I blew the budget at the Big Ten tournament. So. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks because I thought they were going to get out of the first weekend this year. I really did. And then you text me right after the game. Great season. Or something like that.
I text you.
I'm like, screw you. Kick me while I'm down.
I text you.
What did you say? You said something. And I was like, I yelled out loud right after I got yours because I got like 3 consecutive texts.
I said, what a team.
Yeah. And I was at the bar and I just yelled, fuck you.
Well, don't you feel good, Tim, that you're known as a Badger guy, that it, when something horrific happens to them, your friend texts you? That's an achievement.
Sure. Yep.
For you.
So, yes. But this one, out of the last 5, maybe the one at Iowa State or the one against Iowa State, because that was pretty much in your own backyard. But what do? You just go on to the next thing, which is opening day.
Are you going?
I'm going.
You gonna be at Kelly's?
Yeah. Are you going to come up?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I thought about going and walking around the parking lot in the morning.
If you do that, you got to wear a suit, you know, just for old time's sakes.
Yeah. I'm not going to the game.
Why don't you? You should have Chuck go early too, and you two walk around in the parking lot together for a little bit.
I'll text him.
I that would be entertaining, I think.
That's a good idea. But I think I wonder if he gets in there because all the guys talk pregame.
Yeah.
Mark talks.
He doesn't care.
You know, the last time I was there.
As long as he gets his lunch and soup, he's fine.
I was there last opening day and I hacked my way into a credential, which they weren't thrilled about. So I did not go into the Pat Murphy interview because I knew he would be like, what's everybody's name?
He'd pick you out of the crowd.
And I was trying to hide.
Son, what's your name?
Bart Winkler. I have a podcast. Where are you from? I'm on a national show, but I use my old login with 1250, and then like the Brewers got mad about it and confused, and now they want me to send all my applications to New York, which is more tedious for fucking everybody involved when I could just fucking do it. But the Brewers, for those that don't know, the Brewers have a tendency to, if something takes one step, they try to make it take three or four steps. That's in what I have come across. We could do it this way, but how could we do it harder and less effective? Brewers. Front office. I'm talking about the front office.
Hey, I used to be part of that. Watch it.
Well, I know. Still a super fan. So is your excitement for the tournament? I still have, West Ham tomorrow. I got a lot to watch. I'm excited.
I hope they lose tomorrow.
Ah, fuck you. They're going to get out of relegation. Do you care about the tournament? Who'd you take?
Yeah, I do. I do. I was still planning on actually going to the Final Four. So I know. I like college basketball. You know that. You don't. We know that.
Are you in the Final Four?
I've gone to a few Final Fours, so I might go, might meet Kevin Holden there.
I guess if it's in Indy.
Yeah. They're here. So next year it's in Detroit. This year in Indianapolis. So why not, right? They're fun. It's a lot of fun.
I would have gone and got credentialed if I had a means to do that.
You need a little help?
You still haven't. Did you go through this?
Only I will know unless you see my credential.
If you credentialed yourself through my show, I need to know that.
I did not.
All right.
But you maybe.
You got your radio buddies?
But maybe.
Timmy.
I did not.
All right. Anything else? I'm going to go eat breakfast.
What's for breakfast? Cereal or actual breakfast?
Well, you know what I like for lunch? What? Hot Pockets?
Yes. Oh, so you're having a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, breakfast Hot Pocket. It's got egg and cheese.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The low fat.
I don't eat breakfast. My breakfast is three black coffees and two Mountain Dews.
The low fat Hot Pocket, right? Of course. The green kind.
They don't make those anymore. You know that?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The problem with that is the lean pockets had better flavors. And then when they took those away, you're only running with like ham and cheese, pepperoni pizza. They're only running with like two or three hot pockets now. It fucking sucks.
I was in Hale's Corners yesterday. Brought back some memories.
Yeah, doing what?
I was doing some errands. Went past Grange Avenue.
Yeah.
Didn't go down the road.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, good to see you. What are you doing this weekend?
Just going to watch basketball. I'm going to Pato today. Going to watch basketball today, tomorrow. Go back to work next week, opening day. Hopefully see you next week, Thursday.
TBD.
All right.
Good to see you now.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. Hey, Brewers exhibition games Monday and Tuesday.
I'm going Tuesday.
Are you? 4 o'clock.
Cheap seats, good seats. Take my kid after school.
Yeah. 4 o'clock start. So,
yeah. Take him right after school.
We'll have fun.
I wish more games were at 4. That's a good time for a game.
Yeah, I like how every game's now at 6:40 at night.
Yeah, but the traffic now, the Brewers are like, hey, here's how to get here. And it's like,
don't come.
I had a harder time finding a vagina the first time I had sex.
Jesus. Fuck. All right.
That's a good note to stop on.
Yep.
Love you.
Go Brewers.
Thank you, everybody, for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Ever notice how life's best stories don't happen in your living room? They happen on the open road, out on the water, or parked under the stars. At Progressive, they get that you want to focus on the experience, not worry about the what-ifs. That's why they offer quality insurance designed for your ride, whether that's a boat, RV, or motorcycle. Adventure with confidence. Visit Progressive.com and see how easy it is to protect your favorite way to get away. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in D.C. Prices vary based on how you buy.